Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, The Scent of a Good Man. The honest and good man ought to be exactly like a man who smells strong, so that the bystander, as soon as he comes near him, must smell him whether he chooses or not. Marcus Aurelius. When I first read this quote, I had to read it a second time because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't misreading it. And honestly, it kind of cracked me up. And what I like about it is that even though Marcus Aurelius was the emperor of Rome, that he had a pretty decent sense of humor, that he was able to use something that's a daily life metaphor to express the principle very clearly. And his example is a potent reminder that we shouldn't have to tell people how good or honest we are, that they should just notice. When somebody has to tell you that they're a good and honest person, then it kind of feels disingenuous, and to me, it actually arouses my suspicions. It's kind of like when somebody says, trust me. Well, I was trusting you before, but is there something that I shouldn't trust you about? And then I start to question whether or not they're doing something that's aroused my suspicions, and that they're trying to address that directly, and basically say, don't believe your instincts, believe me instead. Being a good and honest person should just be part of our essence. And while Marcus Aurelius was just being humorous here, we as humans use our senses all the time to make all kinds of unconscious decisions about the character of people that we meet. Often when we meet somebody, we'll get a certain vibe or, you know, a gut feeling or instinct about them. And for me, in my experience, while it's not always 100% on, it's usually a pretty good indicator of the kind of person that I'm dealing with. So when others meet you, what kind of impression do you make? Do you reek with integrity? Does your character stink with goodness? The scent of your character should make a lasting impression on anyone you meet. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Thanks for listening. Do you have a topic or a question that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee, and at the bottom of the front page, you'll see a place where you can send me a message, and I'll do my best to address your question using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter and donate to our Patreon account to help support this podcast. And lastly, if you could download the Radio Public app to listen to our podcast, we get paid every time you listen to an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, amor fati, amor coffee.